There is no difference. The only thing is that because we deal with so many different people, that is on a daily basis, we're at a different winery. So it's more about the head space than what it is about the bottling line.
Australia's wine industry is made up of thousands of small boutique wineries. Most of them operate on very small margins, so they're always looking at ways to keep their costs down. And that's where this mobile bottling plant comes into its own. Hello, I'm Michael Kavanagh. For the past 13 years, Des Proffitt and his crew have been driving around the wine-growing regions of southern New South Wales. They simply back this specially modified semi-trailer into a winery and hook themselves up.
On a fixed plant, most of those would do larger volumes of wine. For one company, we used to bottle over 38,000 bottles of wine in a day. However, today we're only bottling 20,000 bottles. And though it's three different bottle shapes and three different wines and three different labels, we'll still have that done, I would estimate, by about 3:45 this afternoon.
When you first started this, how hard was it to convince wineries that it could work?
Oh, yes, that was a lot of fun, but the bottling aspect of it isn't difficult. As soon as they saw what we were doing, word of mouth soon, our business just grew to the point where we have people waiting for days for bottling to be done.
What sort of area do you cover when you are bottling?
Well, we normally get home on a Friday night and leave again at lunchtime on Sunday. We bottle the Mudgee region around Orange. Probably a third of our business is around Canberra and a little bit in Barrel. That takes up all year.
You can be on the road virtually 12 months of the year bottling for the different wineries.
Oh, we normally spend 200 nights of the year in a motel. So when you wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning and have to go to the toilet, you have to stop and think, where is the toilet?
Protruding from the side near the front of the semi is what can best be described as a lazy Susan. Pallets of empty bottles are forklifted up into the trailer. The bottles are then placed by hand onto a continuously moving conveyor belt ready to be filled, sealed and labelled. They emerge at the back of the truck, ready to be packed into boxes for sale. Today, Des Proffitt and his team are working at the Lerida Estate Winery overlooking Lake George, just north of Canberra. Like many jobs, this one involves bottling different varieties of wine on the same day. In this case, Botrytis and Rosé.
How difficult is it, though, to juggle at the peak time of bottling? The wineries must be wanting you all at the same time.
We've picked out certain clients that we bottle for, and we respect those clients. That's based on the people that supported us from the start, and that's why we bottle over quite a vast area. That way the vintage comes in at different times, so we have the wines tend to be spread out a bit. So when we started the 015 vintage in April, we spent a lot of that time in the Canberra region. We then moved on to Mudgee, and Orange comes in last.
You're doing three today. What's the largest number of different wines you've had to bottle in one day?
There's a winery out of Murrum Bateman that we held the record at for a long time. We did 19 wines there. However, we went out to Dubbo, and we did 22 wines there. By the end of the day, he had run out of cartons. We'd used every plastic bin he had. And he rolled over the water tank, a big galvanised iron water tank, and one of my boys jumped inside the tank. We handed him bottles, and he stacked his wine into the water tank.
Carefully watching on today is Malcolm Burdett. He's been Lerida's winemaker for the last 10 years. He says it makes financial sense to bring in the mobile bottling crew.
Just the cost factor, because you have to buy all the equipment and store it for about over 11 and a half months, and then you lose it for a couple of weeks. With a mobile bottling line, it just comes four times a year.
Is there much of an operation to set this one up as opposed to when you do have a plant that's fixed at a winery?
Well, there's very little to set up. It's all their equipment, so they set it up. I just got to get the wine ready to be bottled.
How much of that is a bit of an operation in itself, making sure that you've got the bottles there and the wine to time it for when they turn up?
Yeah, it's a bit of organisation to get all the bottles, the capsules, labels, all to tie in, and all the wine filtered.
When you're bottling different wines, such as a Shiraz, a white wine, or in this case, a Botrytis, and then you're setting up for another, does that present major problems?
No, not really. There's no major problems. they just backwash. If you've got a sweet one, you just have to wash all the lines out and then put the next wine in. You bottle white before red.
For Des Prophet and his crew, when time allows, the job is not without its perks.
At the end of the day, when you shut the plant down, what do you enjoy to have a drink?
I love to try the wine that we bottled in the day, but our problem is that we will pack up, like tonight. We've got a 3-hour drive tonight. When I finally get out of the truck at night time, I love to have a glass of wine just to know what we've been bottling.